This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
And now we're rolling.
Yep.
Now you can hilarious.
Rolling. Is rolling is that like a drug term?
No. It's driving. It just means the wheels are rolling. It means the wheels are spinning, which means our brains are working. We're thinking. That's all it means. Sure. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Two Guys
Lettuce.
Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
We're talking about lettuce.
My name is Craig Benzine.
Oh, man. I thought I was going to like set you up,
lettuce.
But then you like topped me.
Lettuce.
And because I thought you'd be like, I can't top that. But then you topped
lettuce.
Me. You did it.
Yeah, I did. Well, do you want to do it again?
No. I feel it's. I think
okay.
It's fair. Like I get my shot. You get your shot. And you just happen to win this round. But you know that's 1 point for you. So far, I've had 93 points. Now you get one
mm-hmm.
point.
You know, at first I was going to say, "Wow, you're being fair," and then no.
I am being fair because you definitely got this point. I mean, you're really good at it, and I'm proud of you.
How did you get the 93?
For the first 93 episodes, I got a point for each of those episodes, and then you got a point on the 94th episode. That's what this one
is.
I'm pretty sure this is episode 94. Hang on a second. Yeah, feels like episode 94.
Okay, you just grabbed your boobs.
Yeah, not my man boobs.
Yeah, your man boobs.
My chesticles, as they call them.
Sure.
That's what men call them, is chesticles.
No one. I've never really called them that, and I don't know anyone who calls them that, at least genuinely.
That's what my mom always used to say.
Okay,
she'd be like, go clean your chesticles, you know?
Oh, well, okay. Well, why would you need to clean
your... I was a kid. You know how kids get all dirty? They get dirty around the chesticles area?
No, not specifically, no.
That's what kids are like. This is such a good podcast. So that's what kids are like. They get dirty and they have to go clean their chesticles. Let's not talk about kids and their chesticles. This is inappropriate.
Okay.
Especially since we really should be in a quiet, perhaps dour and respectful mood this morning, because I don't know if you know this about me, but I've always loved orange juice. I'm a big fan of orange juice. I drink it all the time.
I knew where this was going.
The man who invented orange juice died this morning. Orange Juice Simpson apparently died yesterday or this morning or a week ago or whenever the fuck. I don't care. But we need to show respect to Orange Juice Simpson.
Yeah.
I'm of course.
This isn't the first time that you've referred to Orange Juice Simpson.
Well, that's because that's what his name is, Orange Juice Simpson. Yeah. But here's the deal. I have actually found out, if I can stop joking around for a second, that he did not invent orange juice. He was just a football player, but he was a very successful In fact, let's just take a moment to appreciate his accomplishments. O.J. Simpson was, I have here, I'm reading off his Wikipedia page. He was selected to play in six Pro Bowl games.
To,
no, I know this is important.
No.
Listen, the man died, and we want to give him the respect he deserved. He was a first all-team pro selection five times. He was named to the NFL's all-decade team of the 70s. He murdered two people. He was on the NFL's 75th anniversary all-time team, and the NFL 100 all-time team. I mean, that is a lot of accomplishments in one lifetime.
Sure. It is. Yeah. I mean, he did a lot of things.
Yeah. The guy did all those things. And here's the thing about facts.
Yeah.
You can't dispute facts that he was able to accomplish all of this in one short lifetime. And may he rest in peace, because it's not easy to make all those accomplishments.
Yeah. So while you were talking about this, Greg, first of all, he murdered two people, which is terrible. but also about
friends. Well, that's just one of his many accomplishments. He accomplished a lot of things. Listen, don't just focus on that. Listen, he was on the first team All-Pro selection five times from 1972 to 1976. I mean, that is a huge deal. You know,
it's pretty good.
And this was years before he murdered people. You know, he murdered those people years later, like 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, he did so much stuff in his lifetime.
Yeah. So what did he do in the interim between those the 20 years?
Well, I mean, he did a lot of, he was a sports commentator. You know, he did those Hertz commercials. Remember, I'd run through the airport and he'd be like, I got to catch my airplane. I got to go murder a couple of people. And he did that. I love those commercials. He did those orange juice commercials. He'd go, that's good orange juice. That's why they call me Orange Juice Simpson.
No. He never. I don't think he ever promoted orange juice.
He was in the Naked Gun movies, those police squad
movies.
That's right.
Actually how. That's what I knew him from.
Oh my God, he was so funny in those. And again, those were several years before he murdered two people. So I just think it's great that he was able to do so much in his lifetime, and the man deserves our love and respect. And I really hope that he rests in peace, and that he enjoys. Yeah.
You know, I'm not detecting that you're being genuine right now, Greg. I don't. You seem to be focusing on his murdering of two people.
No. As I said, that's merely one of the things that he absolutely did in his lifetime.
Sure.
Merely one of the things. Listen, a friend of mine is friends with Cato Kaelin, and I was like, "You ever ask Cato like if OJ really did it?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, I've asked him. He said there's no doubt, absolutely, he did it." And and so like to hear that from Cato Kaelin. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So
he never said that in court, though, did he?
Probably no, you know what? Sometimes people are embarrassed about their accomplishments.
Yeah, sure.
You know, even when they have been successful at doing something like playing a Pro Bowl game, getting a bunch of touchdowns, murdering some people, being in movies, you know,
why would Cato be embarrassed by that?
Oh, no. I think he was just afraid for his life. Yeah.
Oh,
that guy was afraid for his life. He didn't want to be murdered by O.J. Simpson, you know?
Okay.
Because if there's one thing O.J. Simpson loved doing, it's murdering people.
Okay, Greg. We know that you want to get this point across that O.J. Simpson murdered people.
I didn't mean for that to be the focus of what I'm saying. I'm just going to say it's one of the many. Can we just move on? All I'm saying is rest in peace, O.J. Simpson. You've really accomplished a lot in your lifetime. Congratulations.
Sure. I always wondered when I was in high school, like, why was this on TV the whole time, the whole trial? Why was this such a big deal?
You know, I think it's because a lot of people love to see someone finally go slowly on a freeway.
Okay, sure. Okay.
You know, I mean, because people speed so much, and then finally it's like, oh, look at this white Bronco driving slowly, carefully, respectfully. Yeah. And then they even had like a police escort. And I just thought, now that is great that they can drive like that. And it was good driving too. They stayed within the lines of their lane.
Yeah.
Sometimes people drift a little bit out of their lane. You know how they drift? They just drift a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like, beep, beep.
Yeah,
give them a friendly little beep, beep.
Yeah. Especially if they're being chased by police. You don't normally see such a friendly car chase.
Yeah,
you know?
Friendly, like, safe, respectful. I mean, really, he should have been given another like Heisman Trophy or something just for that drive because it was so good. And sure, he was riding in the back seat with a gun to his own head, but but he was not the one driving. And he was doing that. He was prepared to kill himself because he knew that he was guilty because he murdered some people. Let's not talk about that. That's not the I don't mean to be the focus of this. I'm trying to focus on the good driving that was done there. You know, and
but he wasn't the one driving. He was
not the one driving, but still just the fact that he was in the car with a gun to his own head, he should have been given another trophy just for being a good passenger. You know what I mean?
I think, and maybe a trophy for, you know, knowing that he did this, but then continuing to deny it until the end, that's something we can all learn here, is that if you did something that you weren't supposed to do, just continue to deny it. And if you're rich enough and famous enough, you will get away with it.
Yeah. So, also, here's a little tip for you guys. Yeah. If you guys ever murder anybody, and then in the courtroom they give you a pair of gloves to try on, be sure and stretch your hands, your fingers out really wide, and then go, I can't get the gloves on. My fingers are too big. See, they don't fit. See? Mm-hmm. So and then you'll get off. That's all you have to do. Then you get right off. Because if the gloves don't fit, then you must take a shit. I think that's what Johnny Cochran said.
Okay.
The late Johnny Cochran.
No, wait. Did OJ take a shit then? Is that?
Well, maybe I got the quote wrong. I remember the first part's right. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Can we stop talking about OJ Simpson? Look, enough already. Enough reverence. We have shown him so much respect and reverence in this episode.
I have not talked about him this much, maybe ever.
I'm starting to think that he doesn't deserve all this respect we're giving him. Huh. I mean, now that I think about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, if he murdered two people, which he did, then maybe he doesn't deserve this sort of respect we're giving him.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Maybe we don't then.
I'm making a note here.
Okay.
Do not give O.J. Simpson any more respect. Great. Let's talk about another hero of mine, Robert Blake. I'm a big fan of Beretta.
Yeah, right.
And just the fact that that guy could do such a convincing character, murder his wife, and then go on to do other movies and other things that he did. I really think that he was terrific. And I miss Robert Blake.
Okay. How about we don't talk about any celebrities that have murdered people anymore?
All right. Okay. All right.
So we'll just
talk about Bill Cosby and all the women that he raped?
No,
we're not going to talk about that. Bill Cosby, hilarious comedian, made so many funny comedy albums, raped so many women, did a lot of charity work, loved jazz music, loved drugging women and then raping them while they were asleep. You know, he did so many things, and he was America's dad. I mean, that show, The Cosby Show, was so funny.
I watched
funny.
That show
oh,
as
my
a
God.
Kid.
Oh, my God. I know. And it's just, you know what? It is amazing that he had time to do all these things when he must have been so busy raping.
Greg.
What's that?
We don't have to talk about this anymore.
I'm just saying, Bill Cosby, America's dad. Everybody loves him. He was great. Yeah. You know, he did rape a lot of women.
But a very
good comedian.
Wait, we can be done with this now.
Okay. All right. I just want to say, there have been a lot of, here's the thing about celebrities. You know, they're just people. You know what I mean? You know, do you remember? Yeah, I don't know if you ever watched, if you ever read that magazine, Us. You know, celebrities, they're just like us. You know, they have millions of dollars, just like us. You know, they buy shoes that cost $4,000 a pair, just like us. Sure. They rape women.
Okay, no, they don't all do that.
Well, Bill Cosby does.
Yeah.
At least he did. Now I think that he's so blind, he probably can't see which are the correct pills to put in ladies' drinks. So he's like, Camille, can you help me find the right pills?
So I can
rape the ladies. Oh, Bill Cosby. He's terrific. Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan of his work. I have all of his albums. I really do. Strangely, one of his albums that he released in the 70s is Bill Cosby Talks to Kids About Drugs, and that's not a joke. Did you ever hear the Bill Cosby routine Spanish Fly, when he literally talks about a drug that knocks women out or puts them in the mood for sex or whatever?
Yes, and then I have heard that.
Boy, that's a great routine. Thanks for that, Bill. That's terrific. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was telling us years ago, literally admitting it years ago. Decades ago. Anyway, I would appreciate if we could stop talking about Bill Cosby. That man's a terrific stand-up.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I understand that. I will take your concern into consideration, and I will stop talking about Bill Cosby.
Speaking of being a big fan of people, you know I'm a big fan of music. I don't know. We've never really talked about music on this stream before, right? But I love music.
Yeah, I know. That's not a... You're not taking a risk by saying that you love music.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't care for it. A lot of people get angry when there's music, you know. But I personally love it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I like to do. I like to listen to it, You know? Okay. I mean, that's my thing. I use sometimes speakers, sometimes earbuds, sometimes headphones, you know? Uh-huh. Those are the things that I use to listen to the music.
You're not saying anything interesting about music.
But basically you get the idea though that I like music, right? I like to listen to music. And I'm a big Joni Mitchell fan. You ever listen to Joni Mitchell?
I've heard Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yes. she was terrific. And you know what? And she's still alive, but she was terrific. So anyway, she recently, I don't know if you saw this, and this is absolutely true, Elton John received the Gershwin Prize. I guess for having like the most,
like a really good Schwinn bike,
the most Gershwin or whatever. Like I don't know how the contest is run, but he won the Gershwin contest, and so he then received the Gershwin Prize. However, that works.
I think it's a bike race.
I don't know how you guys have to look it up, but I imagine he's got very strong legs from all that sitting up and standing down he does at the piano. Sometimes he'll stand up while playing the piano and then he'll
sit
down.
Sitting up and standing down. You said sitting up and standing down.
That's what I said. Yeah, sitting up and standing down.
You should I think you should apologize for saying it wrong.
No. You've obviously never seen Elton John in concert. Have you have you ever seen Elton John? That man sits up and stands down.
Okay. No, Greg, that's not what you meant. I think you should apologize.
I'm not going to apologize because that's exactly what I meant.
I will give you until the end of this episode to apologize. I'll let you think about it.
I'm sorry. I said some words. Anyway, so you can look it up on YouTube because Joni Mitchell was asked to sing a song and she chose the song I'm Still Standing. You know the song I'm Still Standing?
I do. Yeah.
Still standing. Right. Except good. Anyway. So she was invited to sing it. And this is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. Joni Mitchell, being so Joni Mitchell and being the songwriter that she is, asked her friend Elton, because they're close friends. They're like this, you know, they're like this.
That's far apart.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's inches apart.
Sure.
I mean, you don't want, do you want them to be on top of each other?
Sounds like not a great friendship.
No. They're like inches away from each other. You want them to be on top. Like, this is two people having sex. This is having sex right here. She's not going to have sex with Elton John. First of all, the man's married. He's not interested in her. He's gay. He's not going to want to have sex with Joni Mitchell.
Sure.
And look, a lot of people wanted to have sex with Joni Mitchell, like in the late 60s through the 70s. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people want to have sex with her now. I don't mean to. I don't mean to be ageist.
Why you got to be ageist?
I'm just saying a fact. Yeah. Like, if people looked at a picture of her right now, they're like, I'll pass on Joni. I'll pass on present day Joni Mitchell. But if there's a time machine that takes me back to 1972, yes, I will have sex with her in 1972. Okay.
All right. So maybe that's true. But let's be balanced and fair here. Fewer people want to have sex with you or I than they used to, probably.
No. Men get more handsome as they get older.
Not us, though.
Are you kidding? Look at me. If you're watching the YouTube video, look at this fucking face, man. Look at this fucking face right here.
Okay.
I'm a sexy bitch. I'm a sexy, sexy bitch. Anyway, so Joni Mitchell, being Joni Mitchell.
That's the trailer for our podcast.
Yeah.
Right there.
Joni Mitchell asked her friend Elton John, and this is absolutely true. I swear I'm not making this up. If she could change the lyrics to I'm Still Standing, if she could rewrite the lyrics so that she could modernize them and so that they would suit her better. And she really did this. And there's a YouTube video. If you guys don't believe me, you can look it up on YouTube. And she sings I'm Still Standing with these new lyrics. And I think they might be some of her best lyrics.
Okay. Can I hear what they are?
Oh, yeah. I've listened to it so many times I haven't memorized. You will never know what it's like having your head put on a pike. You'll never change your name to Spike. And by the way, I'm still standing. Give me a chair right now. I mean, it's just, these are great lyrics. I mean, that's top-notch stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's real.
No, that's a comedy bit that I wrote this morning. I was singing the song, and I'm like, I got to do this whole bit about Joni Mitchell. She actually did rewrite the lyrics, but I'll admit to you guys, I was being a funny guy. I was being Mr. Funny Man.
Greg.
Yeah, waka waka, being silly and funny. And those are not the lyrics that she sang. Those are different lyrics that I made up.
Okay.
But you guys now have that stuck in your head for the rest of your life. Every time you hear Elton John, you're going to hear that. those lyrics, no matter what Elton John song you hear.
I already forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, me too. So, me too.
Okay.
Something about orange juice.
Uh-huh. Did you see the eclipse, Greg?
No, but a friend of mine and his wife and their son or daughter, I forget, went to Dallas, Texas to actually see it. And and I understand that it was pretty outstanding. I did go. Well, I said no, but actually I did. I just didn't see a full eclipse. I went out. Mm-hmm. I had some glasses that I put on. You know, the secret to cutting down glare, you take the lenses out of the glasses. So So I did that. Yeah. Looked at, so that way they're just the frames, and that way there's no there's no glare on the lenses. So I went out there. I saw it. And let me tell you something. Looking at the eclipse, it's very painful.
It
hurts a lot.
Yeah, you know, when it's in totality, when the moon is completely covering the sun, you can look at it without glasses and it doesn't hurt.
Well, now that's amazing. That's how I feel about anything in totality. If there's anything in totality, you can look at it and it doesn't hurt.
Like what? Like a full burger?
Yeah. Like if the burger is there and no one's taking a bite out of it, you can look right at that burger and you'd be like, my eyes don't hurt.
What if someone takes a bite out of it and then you look at it?
So you better not look at it. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I feel like I've seen burgers that have bites taken out of them.
Listen. The last thing you want to do is mislead our viewers and have them do something that's going to hurt themselves. So viewers, if anyone ever takes a bite out of a burger, you avert thine eyes, as they say in the Bible.
Listen, what Greg is telling you is wrong, and you can...
You're gonna blind somebody trying to prove a point. You're gonna blind a person.
Mm-hmm. No. If you get blind from this, it's for other reasons. It's probably a wild coincidence.
Probably from masturbating too much, right? I understand that if you masturbate too much, you can go blind. Is that true?
That is also not true.
I don't know. I do know a blind guy, and I'm assuming it's because he masturbated too much.
So what you just said there is that you just assumed something. You didn't, there was no proof that you just said.
Ray Charles actually was blind also, but he wasn't born blind. So I think that as a young boy, he probably masturbated too much.
Again, that all you just said was I think something. That was not.
It's probably a fact. Yeah. It's probably a fact.
No,
and there's proof there.
No.
Is all I'm saying.
He
masturbated too much and he went blind. And. Okay.
So you're not giving proof. You're just saying the
Stevie
theory.
Wonder. Stevie Wonder, another guy masturbated way too much.
Person. Yeah. Another blind. Okay, but why? How do you know that?
Well, come on. Who doesn't masturbate too much? I mean, just think about it.
Okay, well then why isn't everyone blind?
Well, we will be eventually. I mean, look, you and I are already wearing glasses. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. You and I both wear glasses, and without my glasses,
you're just saying,
I can barely see.
That's true, I guess. So you're saying we're not doing it enough to go blind.
Yeah, you need to do it more, Craig. You really need to concentrate. Commit.
Right. What about you?
I know, I do too. I'm getting there. My eyesight's pretty bad.
Okay, good. Greg. The eclipse was amazing. We went to Dallas.
Yeah, tell me about it, because you actually went, you saw a total solar eclipse, which is a rare thing. It only happens like every 5-6 months or whatever. So tell me what it's, you're not gonna tell me what it's about?
It happens more rarely than that and only in certain places. So
yeah, well, you were just lucky that you happened to be in Texas during the eclipse.
Yeah, I mean, it was a plan. It was the plan, though.
Really? But, you planned that? Man, that's lucky. Did. You're so lucky that you happened to plan that right at the same time as the eclipse.
What
are the odds?
That's not luck. That's
very lucky.
The odds, the odds aren't even involved. I'm thinking
the odds are like 100%. If you plan to be there and then the eclipse happened, that's like 100%.
I guess. I mean, sometimes plans go awry. So we were lucky enough that the plans worked.
I love a good awry.
Yeah, I know. I knew if I used the word like awry, something was going to happen.
Any word, something's going to happen. With me,
it's true.
I love words.
But it was cloudy intermittently throughout the day, and then when the total eclipse happened, the clouds parted. It was meant to be. It was incredible.
That sounds remarkable, and I'm so glad you were able to witness that. And I want to hear more details. But first, it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section, which starts right now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section, which was really good. If you are a patron, you're going to hear some surprising secrets and hilariousness that no one else hears. And guys, it's only $3 a month. And you know what? What else can you do with $3? Oh, I have three ones here. Maybe I'll shove them in my butthole. Don't shove them in your butthole, listeners. Go put them in the computer and then make the computer go to Patreon. I don't know how it works. They go to the Patreon.
I mean, probably don't even need to use cash. You can just,
Well, that's what that slot on the, for the, in the computer or... for. What else would the slot be for? That's this cash slot. You put it in the computer and say,
what
computer,
slot?
Go to the Lettuce Guys Patreon page. And then it goes there and you say,
are you talking about like the SD card slot? On
whatever,
the side of
whatever
a laptop?
That slot is that you fold up the money, you put it in the slot. You have to put and you have to shove it in hard for it to get in there.
Yeah.
But once you shove it in there, then you you've got that credit.
No, you've done this before, I assume. You've shoved money into.
Yeah. That's what I
what
was,
is the indication that you got it in there? Like, does it give you some sort of alert that it says, "Oh, $1." Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
$10.
It does. On screen it says you now have $3 credit. It says that. And
or
then you can use
did it say that before you put the money in, though?
No. As soon as you put the money in it, it does that, and then that's how you listen. Why don't more computers accept cash? You know, that's a serious question.
Because it's unnecessary.
Some people have cash and they want to spend it. You know, they're just like, what am I going to do with this money? You know, I got a $75 bill here. I don't know what to do with it. I got to spend this money.
Just put it in an account.
Yeah,
and $75 bill is not a thing.
Say that to my $75 bill.
Okay, show me the $75 bill.
Oh, I don't have one with me, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I keep my wallet downstairs.
Uh-huh.
That's where my wallet lives. It's got its own little house. It's got its own little wallet house that I keep it in.
I've been to your house. I don't remember seeing a wallet.
You don't remember the
house.
Wallet house?
No.
It's a house that's made out of my old wallets. You know how you get a new wallet like every month?
Yeah.
Well, what I do is I built a wallet house out of my last, say, 450 to 500 wallets.
That's kind of morbid.
I glue them together with Gorilla Glue.
That's a bunch of dead wallets that a live wallet is living in.
That's correct. Inside. Yeah. That's right. But that's like
building a house out of your ancestors.
But it's
and
really
then living in it.
It's really well. I've done that too, but we won't talk about that. I made it beautiful. I installed like LED lights, so it's all lit up on the inside, and then I put it in like the servo motor, so the thing just goes, and the top opens. You know that the roof just kind of opens up. You know, like a regular house, and then you can just drop your wallet in there.
Yeah.
And that's where it is.
And that's your wallet house.
My wallet house. Yeah.
Okay. Greg?
Yeah.
I feel like that was it. I feel like that was the last thing we needed to say.
The name of this episode is Wallet House?
I guess so.
How to make a wallet house?
That's the last thing we will ever say. That's it.
Really?
We said it all. Yeah.
All right. That's fair enough.
I think, don't you remember when we started this podcast, we said, we will know when we're done with this podcast, and it'll be when we talk about my wallet house. Because I have
forgot about
nothing
that.
Else.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess the rest of this episode is just going to be pretty awkward then.
All right, I'm just going to drink some water.
Okay. I have water as well. I'm going
to
drink some
of
that.
Speaking of water. I went to a liquidation sale recently.
Wait, so we have more to say? We have more to say?
No, I'm just saying, speaking of what, I went to a liquidation sale recently. Okay. Bought some water, some juice, some sodas. I really stocked up on liquids. And
but they I'm sure they had other things there. This liquidation.
No, it's just a liquidation sale. All they had was liquids. And let me tell you something. I feel so hydrated.
Did you drink everything you bought?
I did. Because, I guess one thing that I like to do with liquids, this takes me back to Orange Juice Simpson, you know? is I love orange juice. I love and I rarely drink it because that thing's full of sugar. You know, listen, you eat an orange, that's pretty good for you. You squeeze all the juice out of an orange, all of a sudden, not so good for you.
That's right. Orange juice is, if it has pulp in it, it's a little better for you.
Yeah, then you get some fiber, but you have a pulpless orange juice and you're just drinking sugar.
It's true. Juice itself is just mostly a sugar drink.
Yeah.
It's not even that good for you.
God, listen to us talk about our health, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're healthy people. We're giving facts to the listeners that they will carry with them.
I have never cared so much about health as I do this stage of my life.
Well, sure.
I don't know.
You're getting older. You want to live a long time for your child or child. Yeah. I don't know how many children you have, but you want to live a long time for them?
Yeah.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Just that one boy?
No, it's a girl.
Okay. Whatever. You know, listen, I don't like to put labels, you know, on kids. You can label them if you want, but I leave it up to the child to decide.
She did decide. She's a girl.
She identifies as a girl?
That's what she says. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. I mean, she's a little too young to know. I mean, she might change her mind later.
Okay.
Which
is
fine.
That's true.
You know, and she can do whatever she wants. You know, that's we live in a modern age now, a modern society.
I agree.
People can be who they want to be, and I feel that that's fantastic. And honestly, mm-hmm. I don't need any of your pushback about it.
Okay. There isn't any. But
okay. I'm glad there isn't because I don't need any. Is all I'm saying.
I care so much about my health now. I can't remember what it was like. I don't know what I was thinking. I would just eat a lot, eat until I was like too full.
Yeah.
And I would eat anything. Anything.
Well, I will admit,
it's not tree nuts.
I kind of did that yesterday because yesterday I had a colonoscopy up my butthole. Mm-hmm. And so
that's implied. You don't have to say that's the only place you get the colonoscopy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but I'm just saying that I had one of the butthole colonoscopies.
Are there other kinds of colonoscopies?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm not a doctor, you know?
Colon is in the word colonoscopy.
Okay.
So it's it's in the colon.
Uh-huh.
So,
which is in my butthole is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's up deep inside the butthole.
Right. You don't even have to. You don't have to say how far up.
Okay.
You don't have to say.
I don't even know how far up. I was asleep, man. They give you propofol.
Okay.
They give me some propofol, and I was. And let me tell you something. You never sleep so well than a propofol nap.
I should probably start taking that.
Yeah, get some of that. I mean, just ask your doctor. Say, give me some propofol. I want to take. I want to take some of that at home, and I'm sure it's perfectly safe. Anyway. So 3 days ago, you know, you have to start this low residue diet. You have to eat things that don't make you poop. You have stuff like white bread and tortillas and chicken and avocados and eggs and stuff like that, which is fine. You can deal with that for a couple of days. Then the day before is the not fun day. That's the liquid only diet where you get to have Jell-O or broth.
Is that
or
why
popsicles.
You went to the liquidation sale? Is that why?
It is exactly why I went there to get all the liquids. And thanks for tying this all together. Thanks for the callback.
You're right.
And then you take. And it used to be like this nasty liquid that you had to drink. Now it's just pills. You take like a dozen pills twice, once at night and then once the next morning. And then you drink a bunch of water and then you shit yourself. And you're like, why didn't I make sure I was near a bathroom? You know?
Right.
And if there's one thing that I can suggest, that's what I was going to suggest to our listeners.
Yeah.
When you do this, make sure you're near a bathroom.
Were you not? Like, where were you?
I didn't think about it, so I was just out.
Were you out in the desert?
No. I went to a restaurant. I went to a nice restaurant.
Okay. What time did you do this?
It was about 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, two nights ago, 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
I was at Spago by Wolfgang Puck. Beautiful restaurant in Beverly Hills. Really good food. And I'm pretty sure they don't have any restrooms there. I didn't ask. But I'm just sitting there and the delicious pastas.
They legally have to have restrooms.
I mean, every once in a while you'll go into a business and it'll say, you know, restrooms are for customers only. But Kim was buying, so I wasn't technically the customer. Anyway, just sitting there eating pastas and the different pizza, all the stuff that you're not supposed to eat when you prepare for colonoscopy.
You had pasta and pizza?
I had pasta, pizza, and I had... some cranberry sauce and some Boris Karloff salad, and I had some tree nuts, and I had some lips.
I can't have those.
Okay. No, you can have lips.
Now, does a Boris Karloff salad have nuts in it?
I actually don't know what's in it.
Okay.
I'm just assuming.
Sounds like you ate, well, you ate maybe too much, but also weirdly.
When you're preparing for a colonoscopy, you're not supposed to eat anything. So I don't even know why I was at a restaurant. But anyway, it turns out it was fine.
Cranberry sauce also, it doesn't seem like it goes well with the rest of it.
You're not supposed to eat anything red in case they confuse it with blood. But this is me just saying to anybody listening, if you're 50 years up or 50 years old or higher, go get yourself a colonoscopy. It's really no big deal. And
left out the part of the story where you shit yourself.
I did shit myself. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So go get yourself a colonoscopy. Yeah. Make sure you're near a bathroom so that you don't shit on yourself. You shit in the, I would recommend the toilet. You know how a bathroom has it's got usually a shower and a sink and a toilet? I'd choose the toilet.
Not a public bathroom doesn't usually have a shower in it.
Well, I think if you're going to do this, you probably should stay home.
Yeah, okay.
You know, home where you have a shower and a sink and a toilet to choose from. Mm-hmm. And you could shit in any of them. I'm not going to stop you.
Sure.
But it would probably be best if you're shitting in the toilet instead. Because
I don't think we need to...
There's going
to
be a lot of it.
Detail all of this.
Okay, all right, I won't. I'm just trying to help people stay healthy. Colonoscopy will tell you if you've got any polyps in there that are precancerous. Uh-huh. If you just let those things go, guess what? You're going to get fucking colon cancer and you will die the most painful death you could possibly die.
Wow.
So I'm going to say, you know, inconvenience yourself for a day and have a liquid diet and then take some medicine that makes you poop so that you can go in there and then the whole procedure takes like 15 minutes.
You sound very hostile, Greg. Well,
I'm trying to save lives, and when you're trying to save people's lives.
I think most people, if the doctor tells them to get a colonoscopy, they're going to get a colonoscopy.
I disagree. I think, first of all, some people don't like doctors and they don't even go to doctors.
I bet
we have people who are 50 years up and higher who have not had colonoscopies, and I bet they haven't even had their shingles shots, which you should get a shingles vaccine as well. Because these are things that you don't want in your life. You know, a minor inconvenience will lead to you preventing yourself from dying a horrible, horrible death. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm trying to
save lives here.
Unrelated to that. Yeah.
I'm just trying to save lives.
Did I
save any lives?
Leave a comment. Let us know if your life was saved.
Yeah. And if you can't leave a comment, just raise your hand. Like if you're listening to this right now and I've saved your life.
Yeah.
Raise your hand. It you would not be the first life that I've saved.
Really?
Yeah, I've saved a lot of lives.
I mean, there are a few times where like my daughter was walking the wrong direction and maybe could have gone out into traffic and I pulled her back. So,
absolutely.
Like, so I guess I've saved a life.
There was one time when my son was choking on a thing, and I had just taken a CPR class, and I knew to calmly, and he was a little baby, and he was just starting to eat, and he was choking on a thing. He was literally choking, and I picked him up. I turned him upside down, hit him on the back until the thing went, and it came out. And I used you use gravity. You turn them upside down, hit them on the back.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a grown-up, by the way. You can't just pick up a grown-up easily, flip them upside down, hit them on the back.
Have you tried?
If you're strong enough, you could do it. Or like let's say if you live with a little person, you might be able to lift up a little person and flip them upside down. I mean, if you live with a little person, why don't you just pause the podcast for a second, go over to them, lift them up, turn them upside down, just to make sure that you have the energy and the power to do it, the strength.
Yeah. Or just do the Heimlich when you need to.
But if you wait until then, what I'm saying is you don't know if you have the strength to turn your little person roommate upside down. So if you live with a little person, please, grab them, turn them upside down, and shake them.
Or any person. You might be stronger than you think.
You might be.
You
might just be.
Yeah.
We should give them just a minute in case they forgot to pause the podcast before they're going to their little person roommate, turning them upside down and shaking them. You never know. If you turn a person upside down and shake them, you never know what's going to come out. It's kind of like a pinata. You know, there might be prizes in there. There might be candy.
No. I mean, there might be like partially eaten candy. Yeah.
Do you think that's why sometimes you hear that someone's been brutally beaten with a baseball bat? Do you think that's why? Because the person who had the bat thought that there might be candy inside? Oh, my God. That's one of the darkest things I've ever said.
I think that's unlikely, Greg. I think that's That's unlikely.
That's literally, that's one of the darkest thoughts that's ever come into my brain.
And that is saying something. That is saying something. This
Holy
is Greg Benson
shit.
We're talking about.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That was going too far.
See, this is why we were supposed to stop at the wallet house. That's why we were supposed
to
stop.
We should have stopped at that, or at least talking about all the water.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of water, you know how they say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink? Have you ever tried to lead a horse to water?
No, I have ridden a horse once in my life.
And you never led it to any water?
No. The horse kind of led me.
Okay, well that's good because I can't even lead the horse to water. I've tried. I've just said, "Come on.
Wait, so
come on, horse,
there's
some water over here." No, I've just gone up to like a random horse, you know? It just says lead a horse. It doesn't say lead your horse to water.
Sure.
You can lead a horse to water is what the expression begins.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried, and that horse would not budge.
Okay.
And I even said to him, I was like, "Come on, Dick." I thought if I just intimidated a little bit, come with me, Dick. You know
why? I mean, why?
Well,
why would you do that?
To be honest, the horse was being kind of a dick.
What was the horse doing?
It's just just the way that it looked at me. Yeah, how a horse can give you that side eye. You know,
sure.
How they sort of look. Like you can only see one eye, but they sort of looking at you.
That's where their eye is placed.
Not this horse. I could tell. Yeah. This horse was being a dick.
Okay. The horse I rode was kind of being a dick.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck the horse you rode in on. Not you, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't ride it in anywhere. I was outside.
Okay.
I
don't like that expression, fuck you and the horse you rode in on, because... What if they
what
didn't
did
ride
the horse
in a
do?
Horse? Yeah. First of all, what did the horse do? And also, how do you know they're riding a horse? You know?
Yeah.
Most people arrive like in a car or they take the subway. Yeah. Some people take the subway or a bus, sometimes an Uber.
You don't have to list all the transportation.
Fuck you and the Lyft that you hired to get you here.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of rude to the Lyft driver.
Yeah, but fuck that guy.
Why?
I don't know. Just the way he was looking at me.
No, we're not talking about a specific Lyft driver, no.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of that one specific guy.
Okay.
Clem.
How did Clem look at you?
Clem was kind of... You know how he has that eye just on the side? And he sort of gives you that side eye?
I think you're thinking of the horse now.
He was a horse.
Or...
Clem...
Okay.
Clem was a horse who drove his own Lyft.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm
making this.
A dream you had?
I'm making this up. I made this up.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not real. This is not real.
Oh.
Kind of like the Joni Mitchell lyrics.
Listen, everybody.
Yeah?
I'm sorry about this. I know that Greg is normally very factual and you believe everything he says because of his credibility. This time, apparently, he made something up. And we will personally submit this episode to the FCC.
Wow.
And we will accept the consequences.
Really? Is that what we're going to have to do?
Yep.
Look, all I'm saying is that horse doesn't know you and it doesn't want you to take it anywhere. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, what if the horse does know you?
Oh, yeah, then you can lead it to water just fine. But it doesn't say you can lead a horse that you know to water. It doesn't say that. It just says you can lead a horse, which means any horse.
Well, then maybe you need to get to know the horse first, and it could be any horse. You just have to get to know it first.
Why is that the saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Why isn't it about food? You can lead a horse to lasagna, but you can't make him have a serving or two.
Well, because typically you are leading a horse. If you are someone who rides a horse or owns a horse, you are leading it to water. You're not.
What if that horse is hungry? What if it's lasagna time?
Well, a specific food seems a little, it's not general enough for a saying to apply everywhere, because, like, it's too specific. Lasagna?
I mean, I love lasagna. I think that any horse that tried lasagna would try it and go like, damn, Greg, that's pretty good, you know?
So even if you weren't there, they would say, damn, Greg,
No. If come on, man, I'm trying to be serious. If you lead a horse to lasagna, and if that horse... Yeah. tries the lasagna, I think that horse would really enjoy it. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I'm not saying the horse wouldn't enjoy lasagna. I'm just saying, as a saying, that's not...
All right. Can we call this episode How to Get a Horse to Eat Lasagna?
Or If You Lead a Horse to Lasagna.
I don't like that as much. People like how-to episodes because then they know they're going to learn something.
Okay, Greg. All right, listen. Title it whatever you goddamn want.
Okay, that's what I'm going to title it. Okay. And people won't get the payoff until the very end of the episode, which is right now. Yeah. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Lettuce.
This has been Two Guys Talking About Lettuce, and my name is Greg lettuce. Beston.
And my name is Craig.
I'm talking about lettuce.
Yes, it is.
Lettuce. Yes.
Thanks
yes,
for listening, everyone. Yes. We will see you next week, lettuce. Same time, same channel.
Talking about lettuce.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's a good thing to say at the end.
Yeah, you just say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.